It's a busy morning at the women's detention center La Esperanza, 40 kilometers north of Managua. Once a week, families are allowed to drop off food to the inmates. But today there's a new rule. Goods packed in white or blue bags are not accepted anymore. White and blue are the colors of the national flag, but also of the opposition movement. Daniel Esquivel is furious. The packages he brought his wife have been rejected.
Blue bags aren't allowed anymore. This is so stupid.
More than 3,000 political dissidents have been arrested in Nicaragua over the last 6 months. Over 500 remain jailed. I joined Braulio Abarca in his office. He is a young lawyer at CENID, a human rights NGO. He keeps a list of the detainees. He has to update it daily.
It goes from 1 to 560 people detained to this day. This is the most recent data we have. And of these 560, 406 are being processed for crimes such as terrorism, organized crime. This is incomprehensible.
In October, the Ortega regime declared any form of protest illegal. Flying a national flag or launching white and blue balloons in the sky can now result in a prison sentence. For Braulio Abarca, these serial arrests are a political strategy.
There is an attempt at criminalizing the simple act of exercising one's rights. The state is trying to prevent people from taking part in peaceful protests, doing sit-ins at universities, or even simply expressing themselves on social media.
Students leading the protests are especially targeted, he says. Most of those who are not detained have either gone into exile or hiding. On a sunny afternoon in Managua, I meet with Minor Curtis, a lawyer currently defending Amaya Coppens. She is a medical student, and she led protests in León, a city west of the capital. She's been detained for almost 2 months now.
Criminalizing student leaders is a way of putting people off protesting. They'll think, if she is arrested for protesting, then so will I be.
Like many dissidents before her, Amaya was arrested without a warrant. She's being accused of terrorism, a charge her lawyer says she denies.
This accusation has no legal basis, because the way our penal code defines terrorism does not exist in Amaya's case. To be legally considered a terrorist, she'd have to be connected to an organization already known as terrorist, and that's not the case.
In August, President Ortega denied he had ever tried to silence his political opponents.
There are no political prisoners in this country. There are only criminals. Those who are in jail have been detained because of their crimes, not because of their ideas or their political activism.
Amaya Coppens' trial is set for December 10th. Her father, Frederick, is Belgian. He's been living in Nicaragua for more than 30 years now. On the side of a dusty road leading to the jail where his daughter is detained, I ask him if he expects Amaya to be released.
She's going to be found guilty, there's no doubt about that, because they all are found guilty. In Nicaragua, judges have no independence. Our strategy is to document any procedural irregularity, any flaw in the court's judgment, and then to appeal in front of an international court.
In early November, for the Día de Muertos, the Day of the Dead, many Nicaraguans went to the cemeteries to put flowers on the graves of the victims of 6 months of unrest. That day, the police arrested 17 people. Why? People were decorating their loved ones' graves with white and blue paraphernalia. For Radio France International, I'm Alex Hardy, back from Managua, Nicaragua.